Good morning. We're continuing Kedem Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Kalam at the Melacha of Tzedah. And we started Siman Hey. We talked about using a dog. We're part of the process of Tzedah that a person is Chayev. But it's interesting to point out that the way the Chayalim presents this case is different than the way the sources in the Rambam and the Ramah in Siman Shin Tezayin. Of course, the Rambam. The Rambam's Nusach is different than the way the Chayalim presents it. The Chayalim presents the case that the person sent a dog, and the dog tired out the animal. At the end, the person himself was the one who took possession of the animal. So the person did Seder. The only issue is, by the time he did Seder, the animal really couldn't run anymore. So we could argue he's not doing Seder because the animal is tired. And then he's not responsible for the action of the dog. So the Chayyarim is telling us, no, we look at it as one unit. The person actually took it. An animal which had been healthy and hale and strong and able to run earlier, he set up a situation that the animal would tire, and then he would take possession of the animal. And that's he's responsible for the act of taking the animal at the end. Even though the animal is exhausted and can't run, he's going to be chayiv. The animal will mention a case. In the next case, he talks about a case, an animal which, without this running him down, was ill and could not run. Is it considered safe to take possession of it? He says two opinions. Yes, some say yes and some say no. But in this situation over here, where the animal started out healthy, he was the one who caused it to tire, and they took possession of it, that's considered an act of Seder. He set up a situation to tire the animal using the kach of a dog, and then he took possession of the animal at the end, so that's going to be chayav. The Rambam's presentation is a case where the dog was the one which actually eventually grabbed the animal. And the person's contribution wasn't to actively do that. But rather, the person sort of blocked the escape. The Ramah says, "Mashasa kelev acher chaya b'shabbos havi tzedah." So the Ramah just says, if one sicks an animal, a dog, on an animal to capture it, it's considered tzedah. So the presentation of the Ramah, the person is playing no role, active role in the tzedah itself. The dog is doing everything. The Mishnah Berurah comes along and says that if a person is not involved at all, it's only tzedah rabbanan. But if, he says, the person who chased the animal, then the dog captured the animal, since he tired the animal, it said a gemurah. And then he says, furthermore, even if he just stood in the way that the dog, let's say deer. So the deer is being chased by the dog, and the deer wants to go down a certain path, and he blocks it. So the deer jumps back because he's scared of the person standing there. So Reuven sends his dog. The dog is chasing the deer all over the place. And the deer finds an escape route. And then Reuven stands in the way. And the deer will not go near him. And the deer jumps back. And the dog grabs the animal. Grabs the deer. So the person did no active role in the process except for blocking the escape route. The Rambam says that case is chayiv. So in the case of the Rambam, the dog was the one who eventually captured the animal. And the person's role was either to tire the animal or to block its escape routes. In the Chayyarim's case, the person was the one who eventually took possession of the animal, and the dog's role was to tire the animal. It's a cleaner version of the case of the Rambam. So the Chayyarim, in the Nishmas Adam, grapples with, if the dog was the one who does the malacha, how could the dog be chayiv? How could the person be chayiv? because he didn't do it. That's why he revamps the case, where the dog's role was the tire, and he was the one who actually grabbed. So we need to clarify this sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says we have a situation where one's animal is doing melacha, and a person is chayiv, not just for this or having an animal doing melacha, he's chayiv chilul Shabbos, he's considered a chayiv kares, a chayiv skila. So he didn't do anything. The dog did it. So why is he held responsible for the action of the dog? So we need to clarify this point. Best of Hashem in the next year.